Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Desmond Mallory.
And this is Evan Mallory.
And welcome back to our podcast, where today we got some powerful stuff for you. Because today, what we want to talk about, of course, before I forget, as usual, hopefully you could use this in your everyday, you know, routine from this day forward. Or you could just take the lessons personally, or, you know, take them to heart and apply them in your everyday life from this day forward. Well, today, what we want to talk about is learning to be your own person. Like I said, this is actually a very powerful, powerful topic. And I'm just saying, it could get into some heavy stuff. Because what really shaped me in my formative years was I love video games. I still love them to this day. I love them since I was a little kid. That was because of my big brother. He introduced me to the NES and then the Super NES and showed me everything that he was able to do on the games, and I just found it fun to control the little characters by pressing the buttons and having things happen.
He's pretty much part of the reason why I got into video games as well.
Yeah, and then it just kind of just spread throughout the rest of the family. And so we saw it as a nice little escape. So video games became a part of our identity. That's, if somebody asks us, we're not professional gamers, but we are gamers. Excuse me. Because, you know, we can make whole episodes just on video games we played and what we enjoyed about them. And the video games that we are, basically, we could actually make a game channel if we wanted to. But then moved on to high school, well, moved on through school, period. And, you know, you're trying to find yourself when you're a kid and growing into an adult. Well, when you're a kid, you don't care. When you're in your teen years, growing into an adult, you try to find yourself. Because as a kid, I know for a fact that though I was well-behaved in class, I could have done some things that was not particularly nice or polite, you know. But my intentions were just to make people laugh. And also, like I said before, I said it somewhere. I can't remember though. But I used to be, when I was a kid, I was kind of selfish. Yeah. I look back on that, and I don't like that. But then you moving through school, that became another part of my identity, was the quiet kid, because I wouldn't really interact with anybody.
Well, I could say that something similar to happened to me, because when I was in kindergarten and all the way up to the third grade, basically, I was actually interacting more with people. Like, honestly, if you look at my kid years to now, you'd probably be wondering, like, where the heck did that person go from when he was a kid to how he was as an adult? Because I actually was talking to friends and all that.
Yeah, and you were determined to make friends and things like that when you're a kid. And for some reason, for some people, you just hit a certain age and, like, it just stops. You just shut down for some reason. And you just try to avoid drawing attention to yourself. That became my junior high and high school years. Because, you know, like I said, I had become the quiet kid.
Yeah. Because in my case, I think it's partially because of the teachers that I started being a little more quieter.
Yeah.
Mostly because when you start getting those stricter teachers, it starts being somewhat of a game changer.
Yeah. Because either you take it with a grain of salt and you try to make the best of it, or even poke fun at the fact that it's happening. Because you don't really care. But to those who do care, it kind of changes your demeanor a little bit.
Yeah.
And a lot of what happened later to form who I was my military career. And thus trying to get into business for myself. Those key aspects are basically helped make me to who I am today. Now, the thing is, first of all, I'm going to let you know, it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you're into, what you like, be proud of yourself. Just love yourself for who you are. Because if you can't love you, how can you expect someone else to? You know? And please don't let that be, what would you call that? Please don't let it sound like I'm condoning certain traits, such as being a sociopath. That's not cool.
Huh. Basically, certain habits.
Certain habits. Like, if you know there are bad habits, take care of them. If they're manageable, if it's something that's just a part of you, it's just a quirk that you have that you can't help. The people who care or the people who matter will still care about you, and that won't be as big of an issue. So, with that being said, I learned a lot about myself in the military. For one, I learned that I can lean too heavily on others. That was the first thing I had to break myself of. If I didn't know how to do something, and one of my, squad mates was willing to, basically one of my comrades was really willing to help, and they made it look effortless for them. But for me,
yeah.
It's like, okay, well then, I would kind of go to that person for everything I needed. And I knew I was annoying. So, I had to take a step back, learn how to do this stuff myself, put the effort in to learn it, and get it down.
And it's not to say that you can't ask help, like, for anything or anything.
It's not. I mean, that would be contradiction to an earlier episode that we made. And it's like, no one asks for help. But you got to know when you can ask for help and when you're just doing it too much.
Basically, you don't want somebody to just enable you.
Yeah, you don't want to come across an enabler. Who's just gonna, keep you, well, I guess you could say keep you uneducated, uninformed.
Yeah, you're gonna want to learn to do certain things because you don't know what might come in handy for you later.
Exactly. And, okay, I'm gonna bring up video games a lot in this because that's a big part of who I am. I still play video games to this day when I have spare time. Now, think of it this way. I'm the type of person who, when I'm playing a video game, if there's something I want to achieve, I have to achieve it myself. No cheat codes. I used to use cheat codes to get ahead, and then it just started feeling like empty victories or empty accomplishments. And then when I, basically I discovered that the harder something is to achieve, the more rewarding it feels when you actually do reach it. So anything that can be done in a video game, I prefer to do it myself. For example, like finding special little treasures, special little items, special costumes or whatever in those type of games, if I have to unlock them myself. If not, it doesn't mean anything to me.
With the finding special little items though, I know how we always try to find it ourselves, but then it's like when we felt we had to go look it up to see stuff, we always felt stupid.
Yeah, you feel stupid when it's like, the solution was just, are you kidding me? And it's like, really?
And it's the same thing with me though, is that yeah, I did use cheat codes as well, but like after a while, I only ended up starting using them when I felt like I just wanted to have I just wanted to play around with the games and what I can do with the cheat codes.
Yeah.
Like, one of the stuff I could think of is like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't know what to do in the sandbox game, so we just turned the cheat codes and just did whatever. Anyway.
Didn't even use it to beat the game.
Yeah. And then, and another thing is like, okay, since we're on this little tangent before, you get tired of hearing us talk about video games. Like, fighting games, especially now, you're ranked on how well you perform, how many people you can beat in order to earn a certain amount of points. Now, I found out that there's actually people out there who actually can make money getting people to certain ranks in fighting games. That was amazing to me because it's like, I'm sitting there as like, if I didn't achieve the rank myself, I don't feel like I earned it, and it doesn't mean anything to me. It's not valuable. It's not as valuable as it would be if I achieved it myself. For example, like Street Fighter, you got, it's classed by bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond. And basically, and you know, Grandmaster, Master, Warlord, all that. And it wouldn't mean that much if I didn't achieve those ranks myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if it's a nice little shiny title that I can proudly display when I'm playing against other people. It's like, because you know, the first time you enter another online ranked match or online match, you're gonna get beat. You're gonna get the crap kicked out of you.
Yeah, since especially when with things like that, they try to put you in the same stuff as people on the same rank, basically.
Yeah,
basically the same tier.
So you know, like I said, video games actually defined a lot of who we are, because we learned a lot about ourselves through video games. And then we came to have other aspects that defined us, that defined pieces of ourselves as well. For example, our environment. Our parents, they love music. They had us listen to music. They would listen to music all the time, so we would listen to music. We got into all different types, R&B, hip-hop, rap, rock and roll, jazz, country. You think of it, you know, we most likely heard it and have a few songs that we may like in that genre.
Yeah.
That really inspired me to try to go and learn a guitar. I couldn't get it until later on in life when my mom I had to earn my own money because my mom didn't trust me when I was younger, because I would just ask for this new shiny thing every other day. That, and she knew my attention span wasn't going to cut it.
I mean, when you're a kid, almost there's a lot of things that could wow you to where you have.
I
to
wanted
have
a it. Banjo because a banjo and kazooie.
So,
I'm a new, like, and they just knew I wasn't going to put the time necessary to learn the actual instrument. I just like the fact that the little bear can play. And I want to have my own. But yeah, and so like I said, then I moved into the military. Obviously, a lot of that stuff was cut out of my life, and it felt like going through withdrawal. It was not a fun feeling. Like, I used to have all this stuff, all this tech at my fingertips, and like, it's just all taken away until I learn what I need to learn, do what I gotta do. Well, I learned how to stand on my own in the military. And when I actually got to my unit, I found out that once I'm comfortable around people, I can be a little bit out there. I did not know that. I would let my mouth run as long as it wasn't getting me in trouble, because I was doing my job still, and I was making sure everybody else could do their job. And, you know, once everything had moved into a routine where we could just get things done, mouth off, and do whatever stuff, as long as we were respectful to each other and everything. I did not know I could be out there until I was just a E2, you know, just a private. And I had a lieutenant. Oh, wait, was it a colonel? No, it wasn't a colonel. It was a captain. It was a captain. I had a captain actually look at me in my face and say, "So, you ain't got nothing crazy to say today." And it was weird for me, because for one, I was so used to being that quiet kid from high school that I thought I was still kind of talking kind of low. I didn't know that I started to project my voice. And so things I was saying, they could be heard from where I was working at to, you know, or I just wasn't paying attention when it was going in and coming to get their equipment, and I need to be more aware of my surroundings. But I found out that I can get pretty out there. I found out that I can just as easily resist peer pressure as easy as I can give into it. Because I've had instances where, like, I definitely knew that I would get in severe trouble if I went along with something that a few comrades had stated that they were going to do, like, the plans they made for that weekend. I chose to stay away from it. And then when we had to meet up again, PT, in that morning, found out that, hey, those guys are in trouble. And it's like, you know, it's like some, like, a meeting in my head just went off. It was just there. A meeting was just in my head. It's like, okay, that's trouble. It's not going to end well for you if you go out and do this. Meanwhile, in other cases, it was like, well, nobody's going to know about it. I'm here. Nobody from my unit is here. One drink won't hurt. Stuff like that. Okay. And that kind of crap escalates. But I learned that ultimately I was in control. I'm the one who made the decisions. In fact, I learned that I had this. It was like, you know, this epiphany I had as I was leaving to come back home. As I was leaving the military, you know, because I was discharged. And it was like, I looked at all the experiences I had. I looked back at all the experiences I had. Like, everything up to that point had been my choice. Everything up until that point, it was something, it happened because of the decisions I made. Yes, I needed to learn to say no when I didn't want to do something. I gained that ability. Still working on making sure I perfect that ability, though, because I still can be kind of taken in by, hey, you should do this because of such and such good deal or good offer. And I know it's something that's not for me, but it's like, yeah, let me check it out. But, like, there's certain things and stuff. Like, I mean, when I was in the military, my family had things that they went through.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean,
like I said, I was constantly worried about him when he was overseas and all that. I was actually glad when he called.
Yeah, that's why I tried to call as often as I could. So I could have peace of mind that y'all were all right. And y'all could have peace of mind that I was all right.
And then our youngest brother.
Oh, yeah. Especially for little Bill. I mean, Cornell. Especially for our baby brother. It was really tough on him. And I still feel bad about that.
At the time, it was like he had gotten attached to Desmond.
Yeah. And I still feel bad about that because, you know, I signed up because I wanted to help them. I didn't want to cause them any type of undue stress or, you know, any type of emotional pain or anything like that.
That's why, though, I was making sure I didn't do anything that might be stupid or some people might consider stupid and stuff like that. I tried to basically just keep my grades up and all that.
Stay straight-laced, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah.
But the thing is, I wanted to say is that basically it's like, I think a lot of, well, pretty sure most of us are like that, though. Like, we want to be independent and that everything is, basically most of the things we do is from our choices we make, the choices we make ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, you might have people that basically lean on others, but,
and you may be one of them. And if you are, you need to learn to stand on your own. Find out what it is. Find the things that you enjoy. Find the things that you are dedicated towards. That you, like, you know, causes you can, that you would personally get behind. Because I found out that a lot of people, they don't see things from your perspective. They don't see things from your point of view. So, basically, you end up with, this is where I stand on this subject. Or this topic, and I'm gonna respect your position, but please respect mine. That's the type of personality I gained, because like I said before, I had one comrade, his name was Wilson. We would have these discussions, and some of them was like, you know, some of them were like religion based and all that, or we stuff whatever was felt like what we just ended up talking about. And basically, it would be his stance. It's like, I see where you're coming from. and understand it because of the way you explained it. But this is my point of view, and I'm not changing my point of view because, you know, that's just who I am. I firmly believe this, whatever that may have been. And all he would do was look like, yeah, that's an interesting way to look at things, you know? And so, neither one of us had to change who we are, or just, we didn't have to adopt the other's beliefs just because they spouted it out. All it was just, you know, this is what I believe, and that's what you believe. So, you know, we are, the world's diverse. The world is a wonderful place, wonderful little melting pot, where they got so many different types of people. So, you know, it always keeps things interesting.
And thinking on that, it's like, thing is, I'm the type of person who would say that, for the most part, I really don't like when bringing in religion and stuff like that. But it's not because, like, I feel like talking about religion is bad. Because if you're like a religion person, or at least talk about religion and stuff, I wouldn't mind. Because it's like, we all got different stuff in culture. Like calculus is like God and stuff.
Well, yeah, Christian.
Yeah,
Christian. Basically, Christians. Yeah. It's just basically Judeo-Christian God.
Yeah, well, in Greek, they got the Greek gods and all that.
Yeah, the Egyptians had the Egyptian gods. And, excuse me.
So we do.
And so all, on and so forth.
So we do all have our own beliefs on how things were and all that. The thing is, the reason why I think I personally is, like, I don't really like stuff when that comes up, because then you have people who try to either counter your argument saying stuff like, you know, and it's like,
oh, I see, yeah, when you have people trying to prove to you that your way is wrong, or have them see things that even if you are of the same faith, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I worship in my own way, just let me be me. Or at worst, they try to shame you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know, I see where you're coming from with that. But yeah,
I don't mind seeing other people's point of views. It's just that don't try to
force those point of views on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we both gain that stuff. We both gain that kind of disposition because we come to firmly believe in what we do because of the things that we experienced.
Right.
For example, in business, and the sad part about it is that a part of us knew it was unrealistic expectations. We thought we were just going to go in, throw some products in front of people's faces, and they'll be like, oh, I can't wait to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that was the best case scenario. What happened was the worst case scenario. Where we could gather attention, have all this hype go around, like, your product is great, you know, you should promote it here, this and that and the other, and then they would promote it, or we would promote it, and then crickets.
It would be like, they actually do look, but it's like, for like a few seconds.
Like, huh, that's nice, and then move on.
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, well, take out your wallet. But, you know, it was just, we learned as we went, and we're still learning, and we're really enjoying it. We discovered the part of us that's marketers.
Yeah.
Because I call myself a marketer and an entrepreneur based off of what Jim Edwards said in a challenge we took. And that was that stop thinking of yourself that I will be this or I will be that. You know, because you are determined to get involved in something, like, say, like an entrepreneur or a businessman, then you start telling yourself, even if you haven't even made a single dime, I am an entrepreneur. I am a businessman.
Right.
So, yes, we are marketers because we actually have a little bit of experience in marketing now. bad experience, but we're working on turning it into good experiences. And it was just, you know, we learned we learned life is short. So, you know, stand by what you believe in. And there was certain, I noticed that, that was another thing I noticed, is that before, I could take certain traits from people and kind of integrate them into myself and make that part of how I speak, act, and things like that. And it was like, it didn't feel authentic to me. So, you know, you have your own mannerisms, you have your own style. That is actually the greatest thing I can tell you, is that you're unique. The world's a better place for having you in it. I know the world's a better place for having me in it.
And they can understand your stand for your own stand for your ideals. It's like, that's something that you should try to do. It's like, if you have something that you, I don't know how I want to put it.
Don't let yourself be swayed by people who sound convincing, but they have flimsy reasons for why you should not believe what you believe.
Yeah.
Especially if you really believe, like, if stand by what you believe, because you have those beliefs for a reason. Something that you experienced, something that you went through, made you come to this particular belief or whatever. It could be religion based. It could be you believe that ketchup doesn't belong on burgers. I don't know. Whatever it is, just know that you came to a belief for a reason. You don't have to change by anybody unless they're trying to get you to change bad habits, yeah, or things that can be harmful to you.
Yeah.
And with that being said,
you pretty much say what I was going to say. Well, what I was trying to say, I should say.
Yeah. Because I ain't got anything else. I mean, I have more I can talk about it, but try to keep these episodes 30 minutes or less. We proved we could talk your ear off in the first episode that we ever made. It was almost an hour. So, with that being said, yeah, you know, just be glad you're you. Be proud of who you are. Let the world know that you're proud of who you are. Because I'm proud of who I am. He's proud of who he is.
Yeah.
You know, just one last fact about us. We could be mama's boys. Not to the point where, you know, oh no, something new happened, I gotta go run and tell mama. No, something more like, if you want, basically any relationship that we kind of go into has to have approval from my family. We're family people. We're family oriented.
Yeah.
Our father, our mother, our brothers and sisters. Gotta be able to get along with all of them if you want to hang out with us. Because if you have a problem with any of them, you have a problem with us. That's just the way it works. That's how we was raised. And that doesn't, I don't mean that to sound confrontational. I'm not looking to get into fights with anybody. But, you know what I mean. And with that being said, this is Desmond Mallory.
And this was Evan Mallory.
And we'll talk to y'all next week.